In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this year of St. Mark's Gospel, we rejoice that his is the shortest of the four. Why? We rejoice primarily because it gives us a chance to hear also from St. John's Gospel, who doesn't have a year of his own. The two go together for many reasons, John and Mark. You notice, for instance, that neither Mark nor John have an historical account of Christmas, the birth of Christ. John begins with an extended prologue, quickly moving to John the Baptist, and as we hear today, the calling of the first disciples. Well, so does Mark. Our gospel from the first chapter of John this morning takes us, as does his entire work, deeper into not only the history, but the spiritual meaning of what it means to have faith in the Son of God. You remember that last Sunday, as we celebrated the baptism of our Lord, we pondered the mystery of what it means that Jesus was not only baptized for himself, but Jesus was baptized for you. That is, in his baptism, he put into action his ministry for the forgiveness of your sins, taking away the sin of the world. We noted, as we were reminded of the first day of the original creation of all things in Genesis chapter 1, you recall, that in the baptism of our Lord, our baptism is the beginning of making of us a new creation. By baptism, our old self was crucified, died, and was buried into Christ's death. And the creation of a new self is raised in Christ's resurrection. From now on, we are to remember and consider ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ. Now, it's a happy coincidence that this is also the theme of the beginning of John's Gospel. His repeated phrase, the next day, the next day, the next day. When you count them up, there's six in number. And that by that, John means to tell us of the new creation happening in Jesus, the new creation of the new Israel, of which you have become a member in your baptism. Now, we know that God called directly those men to serve as his prophets and apostles. Samuel, Samuel, we heard the Lord say. And today we hear Jesus say to Philip, follow me. St. John wants us to identify with Jesus, also the mission of the Holy Church. For as John will remind us later, Jesus says to all, you did not choose me, but I chose you. This is true of all, as our sinful nature has made us all blind and dead to God on our own. It's our slavery to sin that causes us to want to stay as far away from as possible from God. And so it is only as God comes to us, seeks us out, to break through our blindness and deadness with the light of his call to life. But whereas God called his prophets and apostles directly, God calls everyone to discipleship and salvation indirectly. Notice all of the seeking and finding going on in today's gospel. Jesus found Philip. Philip found Nathanael, saying, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote. And he invited Nathanael to come and see. And so does Christ's mission continue through the ages to this day. As the one hymn says, calling the young and old to rest, but above all the souls distressed, longing for rest everlasting. That same hymn, Built on the Rock, has us sing, we are God's house of living stones, built for his own habitation. And it has us pray, grant then, O God, your will be done, that when the church bells are ringing, and we finally have a church bell, many in saving faith may come where Christ his message is bringing. For it is Christ's continued mission through us, as the Apostle Paul said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. It is in Christ, that is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Entrusting to us the message. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Now, people are not just to take our word for it, however, though too many think you can just talk people into believing if you explain faith well enough or somehow make them feel God's call. Philip found Nathanael, but he did not say, we have found Jesus. Rather, he called him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Still, at first Nathanael questioned them because at Christmas time we do not sing, O little town of Nazareth. Nowhere do the scriptures say Christ is to come from Nazareth. Nathanael's question wasn't a flippant sarcasm then, but rather surprise. Something good can come out of Nazareth. In the face of his doubt, however, Philip simply invites him, come and see. We don't talk much about how much we believe when we talk about Christ and saving faith. That's not the point. We invite people to come and see and hear for themselves. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and called him an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. And in these words, Jesus is speaking of all who come to him and follow him as the new Israel, the new people of God. Nathanael calls Jesus Son of God and the King of Israel. And he's not just speaking of any political king, of which Israel had plenty, and none of them, or very few of them, very exceptional, but he's speaking of the Lord himself. Zephaniah 3:15 says, the Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. And even more clearly in Isaiah 44, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. So will Jesus be welcomed at his triumphant entry into Jerusalem for the last time. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And so will he be designated, the King of the Jews, above his head on the cross. So are Philip, Andrew, Peter, Nathanael, and all to see God himself when looking at this Jesus of Nazareth. Finally, Jesus says, you will see even greater things. It is as if John has Jesus stop and break the fourth wall, as they say in the movie-making business. That is, turning and looking directly at the camera directly at each person, whoever hears this account, saying, Amen, Amen, I say to all of you, you all will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Like Jacob's vision of old, all are to see heaven opened, not closed, and the angels ministering around God's throne, a vision of our eternal dwelling. The Lord has called. The Lord still calls you to follow him, calls you to life in his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.